Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to get the latest on the Lions. Want to dive deep into their operation and scout Detroit with a member of their radio crew. And to help us learn about Detroit, we've got Lomas Brown, former outstanding, longtime NFL player who breaks the Lions down on their radio network. So, Lomas, why don't we start with a bit of an injury update? We did see that Kevin Zeitler has been ruled out. How big of a deal is that? And then what about on the defensive side where Ennis Rakestraw, the corner, is questionable? How important is he?
Yeah, you know, we've been dealing with this all season long, so it's just something else that we have to overcome. The team seemed like it's been able to overcome injuries all year long. With Zeitler, we know that Kristen Mahogany, who started one game this year for Kevin earlier this year, he came in and did a wonderful job. So I think he should be able to fill in pretty adequately for Zeitler. And Ennis Rakestraw, he's pretty much been, you know, a special teams guy for us. Hadn't really been in the rotation. So I don't think Ennis, you know, is a big question mark for us either. So this is probably as healthy as we're going to get and we're going to be facing Washington Saturday night.
So I want to get to the defense in a second here, Lomas, but offensively, this group is incredible, talking about Detroit. There's an answer for everything. How would you like to be beaten today? You know, you want big plays, you want running game, you want, pinpoint passing, quick game. Whatever your poison is, they have it for you, right?
And you know what?
What's that?
I've had the privilege of watching this firsthand. I'm telling you, man, some of the play designs from Ben Johnson, they're just astonishing. You just wonder how this guy even thought of some of the stuff that he does. And we're talking about from formation, we're talking motion, we're talking all that alignment. And as you all know, he'll use anybody. We use linemen. It doesn't matter. They throw passes. They run routes. It's just been so fun to watch. And it's just been so fun to watch how Ben Johnson has just evolved over these years here to where he is right now. And to be honest with you, he'll probably be the next guy that you hear has a coaching tree. Mm. I could certainly see Ben Johnson having a coaching tree sooner than later.
So, Lomas, I had to look it up. It's a guy named Jack Fox who's Detroit's punter. I hope to see him maybe a couple times at least this weekend. So there have been times where Detroit hasn't gotten a touchdown or hasn't gotten a first down. When it's not perfect, when it's not going great, if there is a weakness, and again, this is all relative because that's the best offense in the sport, when they're not clicking, what's the problem?
I'm telling you, if it's not clicking, it's because our run game isn't going. That's it. Everything is predicated off the run for us, as you guys know. Sonic and Knuckles are very, very good. I say the best O-line in the league, but our very good offensive line. Like I say, the creativity of Ben Johnson, you know, Hank Fraley leading the offensive line group, Scotty Montgomery leading those running backs. And, you know, you could just go on and on, but that's what it is for us. That's our identity. That's what we come into the games looking to do, is to dominate the line of scrimmage. And once we do that, then everything else comes off of the run for us. Our play action passes, screen passes, just everything comes up off of that once we're able to establish the run.
You mentioned the running back tandem. With David Montgomery hurt recently, Jahmyr Gibbs became a bell cow, and he took his game to another level. He rushed for 100 yards in three straight games. He averaged close to 130 yards the last 2 weeks. Are they going to reinsert Montgomery into his old role right away? Or do you think like he'll spell Gibbs and they'll kind of keep doing what they were doing the last couple of weeks with Jahmyr?
I look for David, and like he's seen three doctors. They've cleared him. They gave him the 100%. So to me, that shouldn't shorten the playbook. That should be able to put David back into the same form that he was in when he left the game. Now, he may not get as many touches in this game as he normally gets because, again, Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, that coaching staff, they err on the side of caution. So I don't think they want to just throw that heavy load right back on them, especially after him missing, 4 or 5 weeks. But again, once they see what he can do and feel comfortable with it, you better believe that workload will increase more and more. So I think it's smart to say that you'll see a little bit more Jahmyr Gibbs, maybe 60-40 Jahmyr Gibbs over David Montgomery coming back for this game Saturday night.
Longtime NFL great Lomas Brown with us here on Grant and Danny. So it used to be, Lomas, if you move Jared Goff's feet around a little bit, you know, maybe hit him a couple times and kind of flushed him, get him off rhythm, you might be able to get a fumble, the turnover, an interception, or whatever. I wonder if you think that's still true. Yeah, good luck against that offensive line, kind of as you mentioned, with all the different answers. But I wonder if that's still true, and if it's not, how has he kind of matured past that as a quarterback that's had a bunch of great years in a row now?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm telling you, Jared got wheels. Jared has wheels, man. Jared has look, he has evolved this year to where he would pull it down and he would get up out of there. And Jared has gotten us a couple of first downs this year, big first downs. He's, like I say, avoided some troubles this year by using his feet. So that's the evolution that I see with a Jared Goff. Now, I'm not saying he's Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or any of that, but he's not that sitting target that a lot of people think. He can get out of trouble if he has to get out of trouble. Say a poor man's Patrick Mahomes, you know, when he has to. But he hadn't had to do that a lot this year, again, because of the protection that he's been afforded by this offensive line. But I think that's been the other evolution. And I'm telling you, don't be shocked if Ben Johnson is sitting back watching Jared use his legs and come up with a couple of gadget plays for Jared. I wouldn't be shocked if he used them, and it's not Jared using his arms, it's Jared using his legs.
You know better than I do, but I would be shocked, just to put that on the record, if Jared Goff is running around and making plays like he's Jaden Daniels.
I'll take that, by the way, sight unseen. Yeah. Let him run.
Do that, and don't throw it to Amonra, and don't throw it to Jamison Williams. Hey, I want to go to the other side of the ball, because I get why we've talked so much about the Lions' offense. They're the number one scoring offense in the NFL. But to me, the whole chance for Washington here, and the reason this is actually going to be a game, is with all the injuries on defense, the Lions are just not that good on that side of the ball. They had an inspired, brilliant effort against the Vikings that everybody saw on primetime, and I think there's this feeling like they fixed their defense. But over the last 5 weeks of the regular season, they were second to last in the NFL in yards allowed per game. They were 28th in points. They were last in opposing quarterback rating. They were second to last in passing yards. Why do you feel confident that the Lions' defense is going to get stops against a really good top five Washington offense?
So let me go back to Washington, and you're right. So let me go back to this. Now, I say what we want to do, but you guys got Deron Payne and you guys got Jonathan Allen in there, two exceptional defensive tackles that could, you know, what we always say, best team on game day. So these guys could wreck havoc in there and could cause us to have to change our game plan. That's what playoff football is all about. Person stepping up, a person coming up with a superhuman effort. You know, so I'm nervous about the middle of your defense with Payne, Allen, and Bobby Wagner there. You guys got some decent cover guys back there too, so I'm not taking anything away from that defense. They could stand up and cause problems. The reason why offensively that I'm thinking that you guys will give us problems defensively, and I've said this, our linebackers, they're going to have phenomenal games. Alexander Loney, Jack Campbell, Malcolm Rodriguez, whoever they put in there, they're going to have phenomenal games. And why? Because of Jaden Daniels and what he can do, how he extends plays, and how he extends plays, keeping his eyes downfield to get the ball downfield. You can tell he doesn't necessarily want to run once he breaks out the pocket. He wants to get that ball downfield using his arm. He's very elusive, and the one word, if I had one word to describe that young man, it would be poise. Because everything, he looks to be so poised, so under control all the time, regardless of the chaos that's going around him. So, yeah, that scares me because we can't rush the passer. We haven't been able to rush the passer since we lost Aiden Hutchinson week 6. So that's our Achilles heels right now, is that quarterbacks can buy 4, 5, 6 seconds back there, and I don't care who you got covering. You can't cover a wide receiver in the NFL or back or anybody in the NFL for that amount of time. So, yes, it's ways that Washington can come in here and can upset the Lions. We just have to be prepared for those ways and have an answer.
So Detroit's defense, as we're kind of talking about here, Lomas, you know, I think when you're in shootouts, the offense is that good, stuff opens up, so maybe it kind of belies the numbers a little bit. How did they pull off what they did against Minnesota? That was a maestro performance, just a magnum opus for Aaron Glenn and company. And that's kind of what's got me nervous, is they got that in them, and I'm wondering if any of that is translatable here to this round.
So the only thing, and I'll say the only thing that I think Jaden and the offense, Cliff Kingsbury, what they're going to have to be concerned with is him seeing different looks and knowing who's the pressure look. Because that's what Aaron Glenn does. Aaron Glenn's going to show you different looks. We can have a Fatu Melifonwu, who's a big safety. I'm talking about this dude is in the Steve Atwater class and how big he is. He looks like a linebacker, but he's a safety. We use him to blitz a lot. Of course, our Pro Bowl safety and Brian Branch, he's great at blitzing, but the thing we could do with Brian Branch, he can match up on your third receiver. He's good enough to match up on your third receiver as a nickel DB, and that's the luxury we have with him. And then you have Kirby Joseph, who led the league in interception. This dude, I'm telling you, man, talking about range, he has the range to be in the middle of the field and can cover both sides of the field. So that has afforded us to do some of the things that we've been able to do, like blitz our linebackers in the A-gap or bring guys from the outside blitzing. That's why we've been able to take some of those chances and do that, because we got excellent safeties that can cover up for some things and make up ground if we need it made up. So I'm telling you, Aaron Glenn has just did a masterful job of, like I say, disguising things and sending the pressure at the right point at the right time.
Lomas Brown's illustrious career began in Detroit, drafted sixth overall, 7 Pro Bowls, a Super Bowl title, an All-Pro. He joins us on G&D. Lomas, before we let you go, be remiss if I didn't ask you about the atmosphere. I'm flying down there, cannot wait to see what one of these big game playoff vibes is like in Detroit. It's been the talk of the league the last couple of years in January. What are you expecting with a couple week buildup and the first one seed ever in franchise history?
Oh, my God, you are in for a treat. I just tell you, bring some earplugs. Bring whatever you need to bring to protect your delicate eardrums, because I'm telling you, you are about to experience something. I think this might be on the level, close to the level, when Matthew Stafford came back here for the wild card game 2 years ago. Man, I'm telling you, I played in the 91 playoff game against Dallas before we lost to your great Washington Redskins back in 1991. And that was the loudest atmosphere I had ever been in, where you couldn't even talk to the guy standing next to you. I'm telling you, I think it's going to rival that, or rival the Matthew Stafford. That's the closest thing I come to. So I'm telling you, you're in for a treat when you get here in Detroit. And our fans are just so passionate. That's the one thing you're going to see, our passion. Think about it. We've been waiting since the NFL championships to try to get to a Super Bowl. You guys have tasted the glory. You guys have been to the mountaintop several times. We've never been to the base of the mountain. We've never gotten there. We're trying to get up there and see what it's like. Fortunately, as a player, I was able to get there 2 times, won one, lost one. But the Lions, in this illustrious history, 60-something years is going on, have never been able to say we've gone to the Super Bowl. And that's what we're trying to do this year. And we just see Washington as hopefully another step towards us getting to the Super Bowl.
What's your prediction for this one, Lomas?
I think it's going to be a close game. I know we're used to putting up 30 points, but I think Washington is going to put up points. I think Washington is going to try to steal some possessions from us, because we know both Dans love to go for it. So I'm going to say maybe it's a 31-28 game, but I think it's going to be a close, tight game. And I know Washington, if you keep them close, you're going to give them a chance.
Yeah, you better be careful. Don't give
That's
the ball
right.
to Jaden Daniels late. Lomas, this was tremendous. Really good insight on the Lions helping us scout Detroit. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right, I'll find you at Ford Field. There's Lomas Brown from the Lions radio booth.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready?
Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.